Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good, world? Your boy Pretty Tone coming through live, you know what I mean? Can a player play every Sunday, 2:30, you know what I mean? Was having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk, but still, nonetheless, we up in this piece, you know what I mean? We opened the show with my man J.O. off World Movement Records with that song, you know what I mean? You Are the One, and that was real strategic on my part, you know what I mean? when I decided to use that song, because my man Eddie K, one of my homeboys this week, told me relationships and marriage are the death of all hope. And so I wanted to start off from that standpoint today with the song, You Are the One. A lot of times when we say that, you end up in a whirl of ish. You know what I mean? So today's show is called May I Please Have My Balls Back. I figured K. Diddy would love a show like that because he's always saying brothers got to speak their mind. A man got to be a man. So may I please have my balls back. And from that laughter, y'all know it's the world famous Miss Lady Joy LaShawn. What's good?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing, Tony? We missed you last week, man.
Man, your boy was in the wind. You saw me Saturday, and I was moving and grooving, and that just rolled over into Sunday. I ended up in California, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
So that was just, you know, last weekend was really crazy. Matter of fact, shout out to Power 88.
Hey.
Y'all put together a great gospel show. It was very beautiful, you know what I mean? Shout out to Pastor Sapp, Pastor Walker, all the good folks, all the local folks who showed up, you know what I mean, Mountaintop. It's a beautiful thing, man. So, Lady Joy, what's good?
Oh, I'm just recovering from last week. We had a ball. It was off the chain, off the chain, and we ready to do it again next year. Okay.
Man, y'all, I must say, y'all definitely put y'all foot in that one. The show was, you know what I mean, a lot of times messing around, you know, with our people, stuff ain't right. But, you know, that show, I can definitely give Power 88 their props. Everything was on point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we did the doggone thing. You know, it took a minute to put it together, and we wanted to make sure everything was right, and it was.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Even the doggone food backstage was on point.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was up to chain. And, you know, we're going to be doing it again. And I want to do some shameless plugs.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you're in the Las Vegas area, make sure that you check out the Square Apple on Thursdays. It is off the chain. We went there last night, and it's a small hole-in-the-wall place. But the people that are in there, it's live music, live band, live artists come in there. I'm talking about old school artists that have been in different groups like Sly and the Family Stone. They're performing, you know, people that's been in groups like that. They come in there, they sing, and it's just off the chain. And it's a small place, holds about 260, and you can come in there, come as you are. You don't have to get dressed up, jeans, tennis shoes, whatever, you know, and just come in there and enjoy yourself. Good networking. And it's 1000 Sahara Boulevard off of Maryland Parkway. Come up this Thursday. You will definitely not be disappointed.
Straight up, ain't nothing wrong.
I'm
going to
have about
that.
Two or three tables, you know, reserved. So all my people can come in there right at the front, and they got dancing in there. People are dancing while the people are performing. It is off the chain. It is totally off the chain. We were in there last night. We thought we were at a concert.
Right on. It's always a beautiful thing when we can get together and have a great time. And, you know, continuing the shameless plugs, like I said earlier, you know what I mean? World Movement Records in the building, opened the show off with J.O., World Movement artist, and then I'm going to now bring in Mr. K. Diddy, CEO of World Movement Records, to further continue this moment of shameless plugs.
I don't even know if I want to start or wait till the latter half of the show. It's like a first part show dedicated to plugs. Let me see here. What's the time? What's the day? What's the show about today?
But yeah, anyway, please have my balls back, man. I thought you would love that show.
I do.
You got to have some to begin with in order to get them back.
Excuse me. Let me go with my shameless plug because I need to pay some bills around here. This one right here is going out for Nicole's computer service for those people like got bad credit like me and like Joy. But anyway, y'all go check out.
Put my name up in there.
Y'all go check out Mr. McDowell at Nicole's computer service, 900 East Karen Avenue. Hit him up on 702-647-5786. He'll take care of your credit. He'll get them credit scores up because I know y'all want to get the new cars, the new houses, and get all these good interest rates. Check out my man. Let him know that y'all heard it right here on Can a Player Play because me and Joy are going to be over there. We're going to get our credit fixed because we're going
to
buy some new shit now.
Why you got to put my name in there with yours? With the bad credit and stuff.
Well, I mean, if you don't need the brother, then it ain't no thing. But if you do, I'm just trying to say, you know,
how. Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, make sure that you give him a call because, you know, most of us people of color have credit issues. You know, if we can get that straightened out to get the things that we need, you know, call the guy.
Absolutely.
But I definitely want people, you know, in the Vegas area this Thursday coming out to the Square Apple, you would totally not be disappointed.
Well, that's what we do. We just up on here spreading love, you know what I mean? And as I was typing this topic in, I'm like, man, K. Diddy going to have a field day with this one. May I please have my balls back? How come a man can't speak his mind freely, and why the hell does a man always have to compromise? You know what I mean?
But
we at the top of the food chain.
But, Tony, it's like I said, you got to have some to begin with to get them back.
Well,
well, let me comment on that one. That's so very true. That is so very true, but any woman that would marry a man that don't have no balls, they need to be checked anyway.
Who said they got to be married to him?
Well, any woman that has any extended relationship with any man that don't have any balls need to check.
Well, it wasn't about being married. The question is, can I please have my balls back? You don't have to be in a relationship. I don't think, you know, if somebody's snatching your balls, you know, you got issues to begin with.
Can we define that and can we break that down? Because I'm sure Tony didn't mean it like men being totally physically castrated, but
I'm not talking about that.
can I finish?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna change your name to Downtown Joyelle because I seem to see your butt everywhere now. Anyway, you know, there's a lot of reasons. You know, like I said, the economic situation, and the fact is, you know, there are a lot of women that are able to secure and hold on and get better paying jobs than the men, for whatever the reasons are. I know there's a ton of reasons, but you know, men find themselves not being able to speak their minds, not able to rule, not able to really communicate and conduct their households like they would because of economic issues, you know, which cause problems, you know what I'm saying? So guys end up not really saying what they really feel or not really rolling like they would normally do just to try to keep peace in the home.
Okay.
In other words, we got to tone it down and shut the F up to keep peace. But why should a man have to do that? We at the top of the food chain. You know what I mean? It all works down and around us and through us.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that men are the top of the food chain? Is that what you're saying, Tony?
Of course men are the top of the food chain. It's just a fact.
It's not a fact, sweetheart, because behind every successful man is a woman pushing his money.
I'm not denying that. That's not what I'm saying. But men still are at the top of the food chain. Women are the givers and providers of life. There is no downplaying the great, significant, tremendous role that women play in this world. They are without women, the man wouldn't be here. So nobody
okay, well,
is trying
sure
to take
you
away.
Say that, then.
Well,
you know,
hey,
you're talking about men
at
the top
of the food chain.
Well, okay, you're talking about men at the top of the food chain. Clarify. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
You know what I mean? But what has happened is in today's society, it is as though a man should not be free to express himself. And I don't want people to take what I'm saying the wrong way. because I feel women and men should freely be able to express themselves. I believe in the universal right of freedom. I believe in the universal right of being who you want to be and saying what you want to say.
Okay.
So that's why I'm on here today saying brothers are at the top of the food chain, but I'm not downplaying women by saying that.
Okay.
Because without y'all, we ain't nothing.
Exactly. So, but I'm just saying, when you say men are the top of the food chain.
We are.
Okay, throw the women up in there too, bro.
No, you throw the women up in there. He got a right to express his opinion.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does. Everybody does. And, okay, Diddy, nobody was talking to you in the first place. I was addressing Tony since he said it. So, you know, you got to put your two cents in there. That's fine. But
absolutely.
I'm just saying. Okay, because people that are listening, and he's saying men are top of the food chain, I think it should be equal. Men and women are the top of the food chain because we can't do without each other. Can I get an amen up in here?
Okay, well, let me tell you what I got off Twitter here. My folks on Twitter, my man Ill Street, say this is crazy. Broads don't think we have a right to say nothing no more, son.
Oh, no, we want you to say something. And me and him have to get together on that broad thing because we don't play that. you know how I feel about that. Okay.
Well, there you go with that semantics.
What?
You know what I mean? Why can't he say broad?
Because that's to a lot of
you
women.
You can call us knuckleheads. You do it all the time. Isn't that downplaying us and downtrodden?
Exactly. Exactly. I haven't called anybody a knucklehead yet. Okay, but and I'm not, you know, I don't like to put down our brothers, you know, whatever. And to me, broad is a put down to women. You know, that's just me. You know, other people might not feel that way, but I don't like to be called no broad because if I be called a broad, I'm gonna go off and call you something that you don't want to be called.
Just hit me up on Twitter, my man. You love my swag. Says, man, we run this. Brothers run this.
Brothers
point
don't
blank
run
period.
Jack. We run it together, okay? You're talking about a one-sided zipper there, okay? You need two sides to zip up a zipper, okay? So don't be coming with that we run this bull crap, okay? We all run it, bruh. I did.
Hold on there, Joe. You seem to be getting a little bit tested in there.
Yeah.
Why is that? You know what I mean?
Because
you don't agree,
you know,
that men at the top. All right, you know, I'm gonna stop saying that men run this. I'm gonna ask
you
a question. In a household, why is it that a man can't be a man no more? We got to conduct ourselves in a manly fashion. Why is it that brothers can't conduct themselves like a man no more? And ain't nobody denying equal rights and all that. I'm just saying. A man should be the king of his household.
Okay, and I believe that. A man should be the king, and the woman should be the queen. So it's a king and queen situation. So you run it together, okay? You got to cooperate with each other. Otherwise, you're going to have some problems all up and through there like swimwear. All right?
Do they make volume switches for queens?
Do they make volume switches for kings?
You know what I mean? I don't know, but, you know, we're setting it off up in here today. Welcome to Can a Player Play. There are not a lot of people on the phone lines, but the Twitter thing is definitely jumping off like crazy right now. So, you know, I've noticed that a lot of our listeners are online right now. So we welcome you. Any way we can get it, we take it. You know what I mean? Hold on. I see somebody calling from a 928 area code. Let me let them up in here to express what they feel. Give me 928, you're on. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
We can hardly hear you. Speak up, darling. We can hardly hear you.
Well, maybe we should give the topic of the show again today so at least everybody know what we're talking about, Tony. How about that?
Oh, the topic of the show is, may I please have my balls back? You know what I mean? How come a man can't speak his mind no more and why we always got to compromise? That's the topic of today's show. Would you like to speak on it?
You want to Hello?
Oh, good. We can hear you now. Speak up, girl.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
We're good.
You?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That was surprising. How are you? How's it
all
going
right
over there today?
We're fine. What is your comment on the guys saying, can I have my balls back?
Well, I don't know many that give them out, but, you know, never has happened to me. I guess I haven't been that lucky.
Okay. Well, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually out shopping.
Okay, okay. Well, welcome to the show. You know, we know we're just speaking on it that it seems as though men are not able to express themselves freely anymore. And, you know, do you have a take on that? Is that something that you think is a good thing? Men need to shut up more often? Or you think brothers need to speak up more often?
Well, you know, having five boys, I think that that everybody should be able to speak their mind when necessary. And so my opinion is everybody should be able to say what they want for fear of judgment. And if men are thinking that they're getting judged, well, I think that they should put the shoe on the other foot once in a while because we've been doing it for years.
Mama like, go ahead, girl.
Okay, okay. I'm going to play devil's advocate because, you know, joy is taking pleasure in what you just say. And by the way, I respect your opinion because you took time out of your day to call us. But it just seems like more and more, even though you're saying put the shoe on the other foot, the shoe is now being put on both men's feet. And it's as though we're just supposed to be like, you know, I mean, cut your tongue out and don't speak. And when women say jump, we're just supposed to say write it down on a piece of paper, how high?
Well, Tony, you know, I don't know what kind of women you've been dealing with, but from my perspective and other women's perspective, we want a man that's going to be strong and be out there. We're not looking for some man that's asking for his balls back. You know, hold your balls on your own, okay?
Right.
We'll caress them for you, you know? You know, just make
that 100%.
We'll, you know, we'll let you be that man, okay? That's what we want. We don't want no poo butt, weenie man, you know, just can't speak up.
Oh, Joy, I am so glad you said that because I'm about to play K. Diddy and ambush you. Just a couple weeks ago, you talking about you want a brother who's sensitive and will cry and stuff.
Yeah, you can do all of that. I mean, a real man can be sensitive. He can hold his own balls, okay, and we can caress them for him. Yeah, we want all of that in a man.
That's
yeah,
right.
We
want,
that. We don't want no weak poo butt, you know, weenie man is like, oh, baby, you know, whatever you say, I'll do. No, because women will disrespect that. If you don't have a strong man in your life, you can get away with doing shit, saying shit, just doing whatever, you're not going to respect that person.
That's
we
right,
want
you're
somebody
that
strong. Okay.
Tony.
I
yeah,
agree.
You can't have it both ways sometimes. Okay?
Thank you. Well,
okay,
hold on.
Well,
I
if we can't
caller.
Have it both ways, we'll move on to find the one that's got it like that.
Well, hold
okay?
on, Joe. I think I'll call one to say something. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Go ahead, baby. Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm
okay.
still here.
So what do you think so, about that?
Oh, I mean, I agree. You know, there's too many people making excuses for their life, blaming everybody else, not taking responsibility for themselves. That's
mm-hmm.
that's the bottom line. You know, I don't want a man I can run around because I certainly will do it. You give me an inch and I'll take a mile.
There
so,
you go.
It's about mutual respect, you know.
There you go. I like home, Sally.
I
like you, girl.
So that's where I will now take my exit and go into the fitting room.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Allowing me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay,
all right, thank you
for calling
in, though.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right.
Hey, Diddy, you just going to let him run wild like that? You ain't going to rein it in? What's good?
Oh, man, look, they're entitled to your opinion, just like I have the right to totally disagree because, as I said, it's kind of hard to have it both ways right about now, and it's not because, you know, it's the way that the guys want it, it's just the way that it is. I don't know why I want no man sitting up crying no big-ass crocodile tears as rough as shit is right about now.
Well, it looks to me like somebody's on their hands and knees with a magnifying glass looking for their boss. Okay, what I'm saying and what the young lady just said is a man can be all around. He can be all over. He can be, you know, we want somebody in our lives that's strong. Okay, and for a lot of women, a man that can express himself if he's hurt, you know, and he can shed a tear or two, that's very attractive to us, you know. Yet and still, we want a man that can be strong. You don't have to be G.I. Joe 24/7, you know. Yeah, we want you to be strong. We want you to protect us and all of that. But we also want to see your sensitive side to show that it takes a man to be able to show different sides of himself. You don't have to be macking 24/7 because after a while, that dick is old. Yeah, I said it. What?
Oh, boy. It is cracking on Can I Play a Play today, 646-929-2870. We just had a caller call in, speaker piece. Sounded like she was calling from down south somewhere, but we take it any way we can get it. Let me see what's cracking on Twitter right now. Let me see what's really happening over here on Twitter, see if anybody got something to say. My man here calls himself Badass Superstar. And I'm not going to use the word that he's using. All I'm going to say is a real brother, but you know what I mean? A real brother handles his and don't need his balls caressed. I can grab my own balls. Just play your position as my lady.
Okay. Okay, well, grab yours because you're probably the only one that's grabbing them anyway. Okay, with that kind of attitude.
Wow. It's cracking on him.
And you know what I'm saying? He's grabbing them to make sure that they're still there.
But why all this animosity, though, Joy?
That's
he's just expressing himself.
Because,
he's
you know, he's
expressing himself.
You know, because I'm getting these, you know, I'm getting these answers like, well, a woman's supposed to be in her place. Where's our place? Our place is where we want our place to be. Our place is next to the man that knows where his place is, and we place each other together. Okay,
wow.
Yeah, we want a strong man. We want the man to be out there holding it down. You know, but, you know, you got strong women that's holding it down, too. So when you got two strong people doing the damn thing, it's going to work, you know. In most cases,
I'm quite sure there's some cases
where one might think he's stronger than the other or she might think he's stronger than him.
I seen two strong women dancing together the other night.
Okay. You were trying to get in the middle of that, too. And
no,
it didn't work, did it?
No, I wasn't. No. Don't get that shit twisted.
I saw that,
no.
Too.
that's a bona fide lie right there.
Oh, yeah. They'd have whooped your behind up in there. You come up there. Trying to get between that there. Like, oh, hell no.
No, we were talking about strong women. You know, some women get too strong to the point that they feel like they don't even need a man, and then they go with that sick shit. So let's define strength.
Woo!
Okay.
Let's do that.
In the kitchen today. We're going to take a quick musical break because it is cracking. Can a player play? We just want to know if a brother can get his balls back. That's all we saying up on here. Enjoy repping for the ladies. And as usual, K. Diddy being K. Diddy. And you know what I mean? This hour is the World Movement Hour, so we're about to drop another World Movement artist. This song is called Sunny. Check it out.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me, Billy. Ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone. And the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. I look like a fool if I ever ran over you? Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Thoughts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home, play. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is wine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way.
Indeed,
I like that. I need to have that, K. Diddy. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Me and you need to get together on that. I like that.
I'm going to pronounce his name the way he like it pronounced, because this, you know, from the original Penthouse Player Click, Eazy-E, DJ Quick, my man, Tweet Cadillac, baby. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of, you know what I mean, Killer Cali, once again, another world movement artist. You know, I told y'all, the world movement storm is coming this year into the 2010. We're dropping the albums. We're dropping the books. We're working on the movies. You know what I mean? It's just a world movement thing, baby. Hey, Diddy, rep for your hood. Rep for your hood.
Let me throw this one out there. On Wednesday nights, we're doing the industry night at McFadden's at the Rio, which is NGS Entertainment and World Movement Records. For those that's looking to perform in front of some serious industry people, hit us up. World Movement, 323-957-7322, and let us see what you got so we can put you on for some serious street industry folks that take that career to the next level. You feel it, Delmy?
Yeah, man. www.worldmovement.com. Get at your boy Pretty Tone. Grab you a copy of the book. Play your ology. Play your step your game up. The upcoming book, Who Is She, What Is She to You? We we trying to do some things over here, some positive things. So we, you know what I mean, we got big balls over here. You know what I'm saying? That's how we roll.
And they ain't on the flow. You heard that, Joy? And they ain't on the flow.
Whatever. Throw them over your shoulder if you have to. Whatever.
Oh,
you know
I ain't got no problem with that because they that big, so I need to throw them over my shoulder.
Okay, well, I got my magnifying glass here.
Joy, we just trying to keep it sunny. We just trying to keep it sunny, Joy.
She be wanting people to come find her ass. I know what's up.
Don't hate.
I ain't hating. I just happen to like old boy, and I don't want to see you get him in no shit. That's all.
But yeah, I definitely want to get that sunny from you, K. Diddy.
All right.
You know, I really like that, and I think we can do something with that.
That was funky. You know, I told you, the storm is brewing.
Okay.
On the horizon, you know what I mean? We're trying to do it in so many different ways, you know what I mean? West Coast bangers, you know what I mean? Kanye's working on her stuff, you know? We're doing our thing. It's all love, positive movements, you know what I mean? Brothers trying to get that swagger back, you know what I mean? To ensure that we ain't got nobody trying to talk to us like we ain't ish, you know what I mean? You don't know us like that. We moving to Vegas, baby.
Okay. Vegas, baby,
hey.
Vegas.
May
thank
I please
very much.
That. Topic of today's show, can a player play? 646-929-2870. If you want to Twitter, it's LassieiSon, SelaSSIESON. Get at us. My Twitter folks is just jumping off the chains right now. You know what I mean?
Do we have any people online? People on the phone? Because I'd love to hear from them.
Most of our callers, most of our listeners are online checking us out right now. You know what I mean? Street Goddess just hit us up, said, what's up, fam? Tell Lady Joy, keep holding it down for us because she writes, every good man has a woman behind him. Okay, Street Goddess, we appreciate that. We take it anywhere we can get it, Twitter, Facebook, call in, listen to the show, whatever. We take it anywhere we can get it. So let me holler back at Street Goddess right now. Now, before we went to the musical interlude, I had to calm it down because, you know, Joy was getting all riled up and stuff, ready to ride.
I wasn't getting riled. I'm just calling it the way it is. I'm just doing the right thing.
You was getting them bloomers in a bunch.
Oh, please. And you dragging your balls on the floor. What?
No, they was on my shoulder. They was on my shoulder a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to get the tweezers to find them, right? Okay.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Mrs. Virginia Red on Twitter says, you know what, fellas? We know y'all at the top of the food chain, but don't forget y'all ain't ish without us. Okay, I can relate to that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Keep riding on Twitter with us, you know what I mean? Call in number, anybody that want to jump in this hot gumbo we got brewing over here, 646-929-2870. Oh!
Make sure you hit the number one so you can come in the room and chat with us. We want to hear from you.
You know what I mean? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Normally, I don't even see, you know, my passion and my loyalty, but it's all good. We riding anyway. Now, going back to the topic, you know what I mean? As I was thinking about this, you know, there's just a certain situations because, you know, things motivate me. There's certain things that trigger every topic that I do. And, you know what I mean, it's a relationship that I have personal knowledge of as I've observed the brother. And he does not enforce or impose enough of his will on the relationship, so which means he's basically a passenger in his own relationship. And I don't think a brother or a sister, let me go on and throw that in there, should be a passenger in their relationship. It should be captain to co-captain, pilot to co-pilot, king to queen, however, prince to princess, however you want to flip it. But especially since I'm in the mood to ride for the fellas today, I don't think no man should be playing passenger in a relationship.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
He shouldn't. Like you said, pilot to co-pilot, king to queen, okay, and all of that. You got to work together. If you've been going to be a passive person in the relationship, it's one-sided. It's lopsided. And one person is going to be running things, and you're going to just be, okay, baby, whatever you say, be it male or female. And that's not going to work. But, you know, there are relationships where that works for people. You know, you got your
somebody in therapy, trust me.
You got your aggressive people out there, and they meet it with somebody that's passive, and it works for them. But as far as I see, that's a small percentage, because for the most part, from what I see every day and what I've dealt with in my life, it's got to be a two-part situation. You know, me, myself, I'm an aggressive woman. You know, I know when to pull back when I need to, you know, and I know when to put it out there when I need to, you know. And that doesn't work for everybody. Like I said, there's relationships out there where one person got to run things and the other person is on the leash acting like a puppy. Okay, whatever you say, boss, you know, but it doesn't work for everybody. And from what I see, there's a very few people that work for. But then I'm quite sure there's a community out there that dominatrix comes out and shut up, K. Diddy. Okay.
I haven't said a word.
You ain't have to. You already said it anyway. But, you know, it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Hey, but on that note, Tony, I want you to make a mental note, because I want to do a show on what is your breaking point. And it kind of ties in with this same subject matter, because,
right,
you know, we have people, male or female, that's in a relationship like that, because one is basically the breadwinner, but he or she is really very abusive in that relationship. So one person end up taking so much till at one point they just snap, you know what I mean? And you hear women, like, you know, killing their guys and them themselves, and the men killing the women and then themselves, because they reach that breaking point.
Right.
And a lot of times it would be all those other factors, all those issues that lead up to that. You know what I'm saying? Like the woman being the primary breadwinner in the household, the dude can't find a job, and the woman's constantly talking shit to the guy. You know, her family's talking shit to the guy.
Right.
You know, he's doing everything in his power to correct the situation, but he got to sit there and keep his mouth closed because he's not paying the mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Even the kids are talking to him crazy and looking at him crazy because they're hearing the stuff that mom is saying to her girlfriends and everybody else, you know?
Oh, yeah. We can definitely do that show, you know what I mean? And right now, I'm also, since I've been riding so hard for the fellas, just to let y'all know, ladies, you know what I mean, Pretty Tone ain't got nothing against y'all. Y'all are my world. I know I ain't ish without the women who have taken time to love me and care for a brother, because women have predominantly been the major forces in my life, the nurturing, the nurturing, you know what I mean, and getting a brother through the rough times. So this goes out to all the Mrs. Internationals out there, you know, the women that, to all the women I've loved before. Holla at your boy, man.
Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together. You get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut. Frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money's this young buck's mine. You ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, this ain't a race, and there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so into international. Not around the way around the world, and you can stump me around your girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly, you ready to ride. Let's go. We can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. Hey, I like a girl that'll roll me up, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute. Where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like Tweet, baby. Call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang. Hey, Miss Thang. How you going, Miss May? I got tickets. Let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James. Excuse me. Where you going, mama? I want to change. I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. Hey, I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like, a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the belly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little, you know. You getting that dough, let's get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you painting your toes and it's cool. Dude, I'm with you like an overnight celebrity. Miss nothing to lose.
Hey, Miss Lady. My Boricua, I heard your apple palm like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
Everybody know that he got paid. never service, ran for judges, even though you can't judge me. Tupac verse, California love, homeboy, then I rest till I rest in peace, from west to east, but I rest where the sun is set, and me, I have to be where I breath, yeah, breathe in, breathe out, then I talk about my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my proof, my hard night, right, yeah.
My life story, that's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Present
and
future.
Talking about the hard knock life. That's still my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Yeah, man. Hard knock life, you know what I mean? Brothers from my side of the fence can relate to that right there, you know what I mean? Whatever your struggles, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, matter of fact, I want to send a shout out to my brothers that's on lockdown. I know I don't mention y'all a lot. Pretty Tone got mad love for y'all, even my sisters on lockdown. I want to send a shout out to anybody going through any kind of struggles in life right now. You got to maintain. We got them days when we fall flat on our faces and we don't probably see the sunlight for tomorrow, man. But you got to keep swinging as long as you're in the fight, you know what I'm saying? So like my mom, you know what I mean? Whatever your situation is, you got to keep swinging, you know what I mean? As long as life is pitching, you got to keep swinging at it. You feel what I'm saying? So
that's
we all got to go, you know what I mean? So a lot of times I don't send that positive message out there. I just want to put that out there today. You know what I mean? We all in the struggle. We all trying to make it. We all got dreams, hopes, and aspirations. But a lot of times, you know what I mean, whatever it's a male or a female trying to take that from you, you can't give that to them. You got to get what's yours. You only got a small window of opportunity. Life on this planet is just a vacation. Trust me when I tell you that. In a real way.
You ain't never lied, bro.
So there go the positive message for the day. Life keep pitching, you keep swinging. Straight up. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're mighty quiet today, man. Talk to the good folks, man. Tell them what's good. You always got something intellectual. And please, no Vienna sausages and stuff of that nature.
Okay, please.
Oh, man, y'all just don't know what you're missing. You know,
we know what we're missing.
I am truly shocked and appalled that you guys' tastes are so limited. It don't always have to be filet mignon, steak, crab, caviar, and all that stuff. Y'all need to get in tune with the finer things in life. What's wrong with some vine sausage, sardines, potato chips with a dash of ketchup on the side?
That's why you have no woman, okay?
I beg to differ with you.
You're sitting up there eating your banana sausage and what was the word you were using? It wasn't playing with yourself. It was doing something else with yourself, examining yourself or something like that?
Tony.
Feeling,
you know,
yourself.
We're going to have to enlighten this lady so she don't understand the philosophy behind the true kings, the true genius. See, first of all, you need to realize that we have already found out that we could take a woman to dine anywhere in the world at any time we choose.
I think that's just
But the test of that is her downness, her humility, her sincerity. If you could eat with me what I say eat when I say eat, nothing in the world is too good for you at that point. But if you're going
to
turn your nose, well, it's okay. It's okay because everything is not meant for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they say it's lonely at the top because everybody don't get there, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because don't nobody eat banana sausage but you.
But anyway, you're missing the whole point, so Tony, we can move on with the show. She ain't getting it today.
I got you, bruh.
You know, you ain't getting it today, and I'm sure you feel the same way. If a brother can't go to Jack in the Box with you, why you want to fly him to, to, to the islands, you know, just so he can have a cocktail.
Homeboy ain't going to take me to no place like that.
Okay? I didn't say he'd take you.
I can
said you take
there
him.
Myself.
I understand
that. I don't
that,
feel like cooking, which I do all the time. I can go there myself, you know, if you're in a beginning of a relationship, that's not going to happen, Captain, okay?
Okay.
I ain't saying that you got to get to the top of the world or anything like that, but come on, Vienna sausage and a dab of ketchup and potato chips, uh-uh.
Well, but that means you're down with a brother. Suppose that's all I got, boy. Suppose that's
all
I got.
Well, I mean, if that's all you got, you know, work with it. But
well, no, what she's saying, Tony, is you can't come at the gold diggers.
It don't have to be a gold digger. I mean, like, we can have our own, bro. See, there you go, starting ish again.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You saying that if that's all a brother got, you ain't willing to eat that with him.
It depends on the person.
Saying?
It depends on the person.
You are
myself,
not
no,
predicting yourself.
Hey, back in my younger days, a guy wanted to take me, talking about taking me out, took me to his apartment, which is like in California they call it, when it's one room, what is it that they call it, a bachelor? Okay. Dude opened up a can of SpaghettiOs. Okay, and put it in a pot, and had his 8-track tape going, and call himself romance me and think he was gonna get some. Wasn't gonna happen, Captain. Okay, SpaghettiOs. I mean, that's more on your level, okay, Diddy? I mean, like, you know, at least you come with a Vienna sausage. He didn't even have no meat with it. The only meat he had in that was his. You know, and that wasn't going to happen, Captain.
Actually, all that was just a metaphor, but I understand, but I don't understand. But anyway, those that get it, Water 6 is on level, and so does people.
Okay.
Wow.
Do we have any other callers with any opinions?
No callers right now. A couple people listening online. Hold on. Let's
Twitters,
see
anything.
Oh, yeah, let me pull Twitter up. You know, I'll be cracking on Twitter. For some reason, you and the folks on Twitter, they enjoy you, Joy. They'll direct all their comments at you.
I love it. Bring it.
She's crazy. She's crazy.
I got your crazy right here in my back pocket, brother man. I see you parking lot afterwards. Bring it.
Back pocket. Why can't be up higher somewhere?
Because you haven't got to that level yet.
Oh. So what I got to do, I can't take the Jack in the Box. What that mean? We got to go to McDonald's.
No, you got to go. You got to go, bro.
Okay, my man.
What the other people saying, Tony?
I don't think you want to know what my man, Mr. Harlem, had to say, because there ain't no way I can clean up what he said. So I'm just going to say Mr. Harlem sends his love.
Bring it. Ain't nobody scared of him. We ain't scared. Okay? This is internet ready. You can say what you want to.
If you put it out there,
I'm like this. This internet radio. You put it out there, you're going to get it back.
No, Joy, it's not directed at you per se.
Okay.
To women in general, I'm just gonna say I think I've cleaned it. women are here to provide me with oral satisfaction, and that's all she needs to do is give oral satisfaction.
Okay, bruh. That's what you think of women. Okay. Do you talk to your mom and kiss your mom with that mouth?
So. I don't know. Like I said, I cleaned that up as politically correct as I could.
I got you. But you know,
I had one earlier today that was worse than that.
Okay.
You tell. Oh, this gentleman from Milwaukee said that women are basically a life support system for a pussy.
Okay, and so that says a lot about him. That's all he is, okay? If that's all he's about, that's all he is.
But hold on, Joy. I've heard women say that about men. You know, all you're good for is to give me some
same thing. Same thing. Same thing. It goes both ways.
Okay.
Well, I ain't one-sided. I ain't one-sided. And, yeah, I said it what?
I told you, Tony. She wants some people to come find her.
I ain't got a problem with it. I ain't skirt.
Hey, that's her way. That's Joy's way of come see me in the parking lot.
I got a metal baseball bat for your monkey ass, okay?
That's her way of saying, come catch me in the parking lot.
I just love this. I love to hear from people, okay? Bring it, babies, because we got it for you, okay? If we can help you out, that's all the more better. If not, you know, if you can take something from our conversations that'll make your life better, so be it. We want to hear from you. We love hearing from you. And like I put on my Facebook page, opinions are like a-holes. Everybody got one. Okay?
And I want to make a disclaimer right here myself now. The opinions of Joy are all good. If y'all mess with it, we're going to have to defend her, but just don't hit me. Just hit her, though.
See that, man?
Y'all got my back. Okay, and you don't want to mess with me because I got a million volt stun gun for your monkey ass. Okay, so come up on me. I got something for you.
On Twitter, somebody just hit it up. Mrs. Virginia Red said, to all my sisters, please keep your essence. Even if you're born with less, you're still precious.
There you go. I love that. Go on, girl. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of these men don't understand that because they think we're here put on this earth just to pleasure them. No, sweetheart. You know, we got brains. We got a whole lot of other stuff going for us. And if that's
but
all
y'all
you think
didn't
of women.
With no damn volume control, though.
Shut up. And if that's all you come with, okay, that lets us know that you know, only have one channel to your brain, okay? And it goes straight down to you trying to find where your balls are at, all right? Because
okay,
there's men out there that knows women, that know women for what we are. You know, we're not just put on this earth to pleasure your monkey ass. There's a whole lot more to us than that. And if it wasn't for a lot of us, you wouldn't be where you are right now. So think about that. You know, respect us. And I know there's some women out there that do different things that don't deserve respect. But that's not everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for throwing that in there. I appreciate that. Because there is some trifling ass skeezoids out there.
Yes, it is. And I'm the first one to say that.
Miss Virginia Red, man, she getting real deep. She says, Miss Virginia Red says, so complicated to escape fate. Men never understand until we trade places. I'm not even sure what the hell that means. to escape fate, men could never understand until we trade places.
Well, let's not ask Joy to translate.
Why not?
we don't know if we can handle your take on it.
Why not? She's telling the truth. You know, because women have gone through a lot of things. It took a while for us to even get the right to vote. Okay?
That's because y'all get
yeah,
crying and mess shit up.
Oh, please. Why do you think the world is in the way it is today? Because the men, you know, talk about mine is bigger than yours. You know, I'll blow you up before you blow me. Oh, please. Don't even go there. You don't want to start that with me.
How many wars have y'all started? Come on now.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you can't handle it, so be it. Okay, but what I'm talking about, men are calling themselves running this world. That's why we're where we're at today. Because it's like
mine
is bigger
than
yours. You know? Oh, please.
So in other words, if y'all was in there talking about where y'all gonna go shopping at today, that would make the world better.
It'd make it a lot more peaceful. Be a lot less wars up in here. The only war would be is my shoes look better than yours. Okay, a lot of less people would be getting killed
women
up
are
in
way,
here.
Women are way more catty than that because I've seen women just instantly.
Yeah, women be catty.
No reason. for no reason. Nuh-uh, that bitch don't need to be up in here. She ain't
okay,
our kind of people.
Hey, Tony, let me ask you this one. I don't know if you watch world news every day, but I'm seeing women in every walk of life, in every country, walking in places with bombs strapped on them, strapped on their kids, blowing up.
Look at where they're from, boss. Look at where they're from. Okay?
And the countries
that they're from, the women are less than nothing. Okay, so they're going to talk them into, yes, drop a bomb to your ass, go blow up 100 people if you can. And they figure that, oh, I'm doing this because I'm, you know, that's going to make me something. I'm going to go to heaven. They don't know no better. Okay?
Oh, no, they do it exactly because they think they're going to go to heaven.
Exactly. And see, that's a small percentage of women. So come on with that, okay?
No, it's
you don't even want to go there with that there.
I know where we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know where you live too. And your parent.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna win in our mind anyway, so okay.
So we got any other opinions out there, any other callers? Love to hear from you.
They scared your ass go kill them.
Yeah,
I'll kill anybody. I'm just real with mine. And I'm quite sure there's a lot of other women that feel the same way.
George just got all wound up and just let it all hang out today. But it's all good, though. It's all good.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. She only being herself and expressing what she feels. And, you know, can I have my balls back? That's all we saying.
If you don't want to take your balls in the first place, if you don't have control over your own balls, why you need to have them be brought back to you in the first place? Can I get an amen on that one?
Nah, I ain't giving up no amen on that one. Hold on, we got another caller trying to jump in here. Caller, you're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
Okay, Monty, I'm agreeing with her because a lot of you men wouldn't acknowledge you was if it wasn't for women. And first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Gonorrhea Johnson, and I just wanted to say that, like, I think that she has a valid point. And what that man, Mr. Harlem, said earlier about women only being there for yourself.
Sweetheart, you have...
Bring it down a little bit, baby.
You have crazy echo right now. So we hearing like half of what you're saying. I know you agree with Joy. That's what you're saying, right?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what Mr. Harlow was saying earlier, he was very disrespectful, and about what he was saying about women are just there for sexual needs. And when Miss Joy said that if it wasn't for some of us women, that you men wouldn't be where you are today. I just think that it's wrong that you guys keep jumping down her throat, and I don't blame her if she wants to come kill you guys.
You encouraging Joy to come take a brother out because a brother expressing himself?
I'm not trying to kill nobody. But, you know, you don't come at us women like that thinking that all we are here on this earth is to pleasure your monkey ass, because there's a whole hell of a lot more to us than that.
Right.
And if you got to talk about, if you got to ask, can I have my balls back, you didn't have them to begin with.
In the first place, yes. And my mom always told me, listen, whatever you do when you grow up, gonorrhea, please do not let any guy take over you. Like, don't let any guy run over you.
Miss, can I ask you a question? Did you say your name is Genoa?
It's gonorrhea Johnson.
Thank you, Miss Johnson. We totally appreciate your input. We totally appreciate it.
Why you didn't call her by her first name? You got a problem with her first name?
Gonorrhea, that's her name. What? You got a problem with Kitty?
Pity? What you say her name is again?
It's gonorrhea.
What's her name, baby? Say it.
Gonorrhea Johnson.
Okay, now what?
That's all I got to say. Miss Johnson, thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome to join us on Can a Player Play at any time.
Is your nickname Claps?
Fuck you.
Okay. At an angle. At an angle, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, baby. Tell them at an angle, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to, you know, we still got about 50 more minutes. I knew this topic was going to be hot when I did it because, you know, it triggered so many things because, you know what I mean, brothers, you know what I mean, a lot of brothers allow themselves to be emasculated, like Kay did it, some men for whatever reason.
Like you said.
You know, it's not only men, it's also women. A lot of people do certain things all in the name of survival for whatever reason or whatever it is that we're going through, the ups and downs of life, man. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell women this and I'm going to tell brothers this. You got to allow people to be who they are. You got to allow people to say what they got to say. Now, if you know you're living with somebody who's a dummy, you don't take them to an event where they're going to be intellects because they're going to embarrass you. Leave them home. That's just some real ish.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? If you know everything come out of this person's mouth is just some dumb ish and you're taking them somewhere where dumb ish is not appropriate, they don't belong there. You're taking them out of their element. And it's also, on if you're with this person, it's also on you to make this person better, to give them the tools that they need to better themselves, not try to break them down. Too many, especially the brothers, too many brothers spend too much time trying to break women down all because they want to feel superior to them. And you women are also now guilty of it because too many of y'all, because suddenly you making the moolah and I ain't, you feel you can talk to me any old way. Hell to the mother effing nah.
Well, you know, I agree with you right there on that, Tony. You know, because it's not fair to either side, okay? Because you have women out there that's the breadwinners, the single parent, and doing the damn thing, and you got men out there that are single parents that's doing the same thing too. So it's really not fair to either side, okay? It really isn't. So, you know, you really need to clear up that, you know, if you got an issue with that, you know, clear it up. Because, you know, you're going to always be by yourself with that type of attitude. You know what I'm saying?
And then again, like Kay Diddy likes to remind us, there are some people out there who like to be dominated, who like
to
be
dominated. Yeah,
like him. You know what I mean? You know, Kay Diddy, put Joy's website out there again for all the brothers out there.
www.dominatrix.com. Call
okay,
her.
And I got my whip ready for your ass. What? I said it. Don't be scared.
You know what I mean? She just put it out there for y'all. She got her whips ready. Hit her up. She'll holler.
Chains, okay. And I do have a stiletto heels that I will put all up in your chest. What?
You should. Woo-wee, Joy, you're showing off.
Anyway, if there's any doubt to any listeners out there, now you know who the gangster of the show is. And
well, I got to be gangster. That's Miss Gangster to you, bruh.
If we force to have to protect her, we're doing it outside of our will, so don't hurt us, okay?
No, crazy. Ms. Johnson, I see you online. Thank you so much for calling in. We weren't counting your first name. It's just unique, very unique. That's all I'm going to say. For everybody who was hitting us up on Twitter, keep it coming, man. You know what I mean?
We love that.
We love the feedback, and I'm trying to get the Facebook hookup going, and there's another one called... Wow, I done forgot now. I'm trying to work all the technological stuff, man. Can a player play? This is what we do. You know what I mean? If you anybody out there who wants to, you know, check in or check on the world famous Miss Joy LaShawn, please tell the good folks how they can find you and where to come check you out, Miss Lady.
Hey, I'm on Facebook. Hit me up, Joy LaShawn. You know, let me know you want to be my friend. You want to contact me? Facebook, Joy LaShawn, JoyLa. SHWAN. Joy LaShawn. Hit me up.
You can check her out if you want to. For all you men out there who love the sound of her voice, you can also check her out on the radio station. Let them know what station they can check you out online at.
88.1. Check me out tomorrow night. I'll be on the show with J Rock. talk about We Got Issues, because I had to intervene because they had two guys up in there, and they needed some female influence, because I'm like, uh-uh, it's not balanced, okay? So call in. The number is 702-647-3688 with your opinions, just like we do it here on Sundays. We talk about everything there, too. But this is Internet, okay, so you can say what you want to. We're talking radio, so don't come up in there with some crazy mess, you know, saying a P word, the F word, because we will delete your monkey ass. We don't play that, okay? But we definitely would like to hear from you. 88.1, you can catch us online also, 88.1lv.com. You can see us in the studio acting crazy, having fun, and we'd love to hear from you.
Also, what's the name of that place again? You said the Red Apple. What's the name of it?
The Square Apple. It's located 1000 Sahara off of Maryland Parkway every Thursday. It is off the chain. I was totally surprised, okay? We got old school artists up in there that's been with big groups that come up in there and perform. The place is packed. $5 to get in there. Drinks are reasonable. You can wear what you want to wear, be comfortable. Just come all up in there and have some fun.
Bring your best behavior. You know you can dress how you want to dress. Bring your best behavior.
That's right. Bring your best behavior. But you're going to do that anyway. Once you get in there and see what we're about, you know, it's all about having fun. It's definitely good networking because there's a lot of industry people up in there. So if you got something to offer to the music industry, entertainment industry, bring it. Because we right there for you.
Yo, KB.
I won't even have my whips that night. I will have on some heels now, but I won't have my whips.
Boy, you see, KB, it brought it out of you. You denied it, you denied it. But the truth that finally sets you free.
There you go.
KB.
And I look to see you there. We are going to have some fun. I'm going to be on the mic. And Sonia, she's going to be on the mic. And we're just going to do the doggone thing up in there. I want to see you there. Come in there, have some fun, and just relax, kick back. You are going to be totally surprised at the talent that is up in there. And if you got something to offer, you got the talent that you want to display, hit me up. We'll work it out and get you all up in there like some swimwear.
We'll do the music plug on Wednesday.
Oh, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Hey, K. Diddy, tell the good folks again about the McFadden's joint.
Every Wednesday, Showcase Industry Night, 9:30 at McFadden's in the Rio. On the hip-hop, you know, we catering to breaking artists here in Las Vegas. We trying to find the next big act to bring them from here to take them to the gold and platinum status. You know, Vegas haven't broken artists in a while, so that's what we're about. I mean, the best hip-hop sensation, the newest singing sensation, and give them a platform to be heard by true industry professionals.
And I got to tell, I've been in radio for a long time, and I've only been out here in the Vegas area for a little bit over 3 years. There is some talent for your ass out here. Okay, and it really needs to be showcased. We need for people to come out and check them out. K. Diddy has artists that are just totally off the chain. And whatever I can do to get them out there, I'm going to do that. But you want to see for yourself. So come out to places that we're plugging. You're going to love it. We got some beautiful places out here. We got Soulsberry on D. Martin Drive. We got LED Club on Las Vegas Boulevard. Where we just had Johnny Gilbert this past Friday. And I'm telling you, we got the Steppers Club and all of that. So if you're a stepper, you really want to get with me so I can get you to where they are. And I'm telling you, World Movement Records is off the chain. They got artists that would just put you in some tears. So, but make sure you check out all the places. We're talking about Soulsberry. We're talking LED Club. We're talking Square Apple on Thursday nights. So be there or be square. What?
Come see us. All your folks from right here, can a player play? Come see us because those are joints where you can catch up with us and make sure it's going to be possible to get on our mailing list. So So, you know, all the events that we're touching, so you can come out and support. And as usual, we will support you as well.
That's right.
Yo.
That's what we do. That's what we do. We support each other.
www.worldmovement.com. Come through, check out, you know what I mean, your boy Pretty Tone. Get your copy of the book. See what's cracking with the music label, you know what I mean, trying to do big things. K. Diddy, when West Coast Bangers going to officially hit the streets?
Well, right now we're looking at the first quarter to make the official release, because what we're trying to do is we're going to drop a little cute little video with it to come with it.
A little something.
Try and decide which one we're going to pull, because the whole CD got nothing but hitters on it. So we just trying to decide which one it's going to be, and we're going to drop it with a slamming video. Also, on the 27th of this month, we're hooking up with my boy Orlando from Florida in the G-Unit doing Josh Clemens' video at the Rio. So if any of you ladies out there want to partake in that video, hit us up at 323-957-3322. Somebody tearing down a house or what? Making a whole bunch of noise.
No, I'm over here. I'm cooking. I'm multitasking. Can I do that?
Oh, okay.
Something you don't know anything about?
Right. I'm trying to throw this thing out there for this video shoot over 27 with Josh Clemens at the Rio, you know, with white boy shirts. You know, my boy Orlando Diesel from Florida, the G-Unit thing. Y'all interested, get at it.
Yeah, it's off the street, y'all.
You know what I mean? Every Sunday, 2:30, right here, Can a Player Play, your boy Pretty Tone, Lady Joy, my man K. Diddy. You know, we come through and we represent. I'm going to take these last 2 minutes of the show and say we want to thank everybody that joined us on Twitter, everybody that called in, everybody that listened to us online, and all the folks that's going to check us out in the archives. You know what I mean? I'm going to take us out with my man Tweed. You know what I mean? Joy says she liked the song. It's kind of funky. It's kind of strange. But it is what it is. So holler at your boy, Pretty Tony, man. Where can you reach me? I'm all over the internet. Just Google me, dog. Can I play a play 2:30 every Sunday? Come through. Play your ology. Play your step your game up. The upcoming book, Who Is She? And what is she to you? And you know what? This song is kind of strange, but you know what? Keep your life sunny, baby. Keep it sunny, baby. Yeah.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me, Billy. Ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone. And the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old saying, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like women.
My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine as wine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first escape, let's roll.
Sunny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny.
Show you something, shorty. Hey, baby girl, they say the world is a beautiful place, right? I'm trying to help you open your eyes and see that. Do some shit, cool shit, real player like. Hey, shorty, we can do it real player like. We can go a few places that you say it like. See what a day is like when you be my head like. Girl, just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Today's the flyest day, just the way we swing.
I'm filet mignon with a taper fade. I see things clear through these Marc Jacobs shades. Like the clarity in these jewels that Jacob made. You sleep better knowing you gon' wake up paid. Hairstyle, nails foul, makeup made. Take your shock South Beach, shake up date. In the drop top Phantom with the Drake up blaze. I'ma stop by the barber. You can hit the shops in the harbor. Then get the chops or the lobster. Prime 112, dinner for dose. We begin with a toast, end with a dose. Sutter like green Chiba, rolled in a Cohiba. Sunday, so you know how the forge is. Weather gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky. We can show the world how to be fly. Yes. Hey, shorty, we can do it real player like. We can go a few places that you say it like. See what a day is like when you be my head like. Girl, just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Said it's the flyest day, just the way we swing.
If you wanna act Hollywood, fine. But shorty, let's do it when we sitting on the hills like the Hollywood sign. And every man lies, but not every man flies. Privately to Van Nuys. Range on the runway, drive her to pop doors. Straight to Barney, something we need to stop for. She like it's early, what we gonna shop for? How about green grass breakfast, top floor? Later on, Fred Steve or Max Fields. Real player like dress, good black heels. No Hanas, we could do katanas. You, me, and ooh, we marijuana. Then slide through hide, might include mood. Maybe go to area, if it's in the area. The Friday's young, try things my way, hun. Malibu ride, highway 1-1.
Nothing is too much, everything you touch turns to gold. You make me bad, I'm fly as I can be, but you move with me.
Hey, shorty. Bring the maid back, we got a long way to go. Just lay back, you had a long day, I know. And they whack, do it the wrong way, I know. I play back, but had a song playing low. While we six deucing, let you fix goosing. A glass with some ice, maybe mix juicing. On the way to L.I., well, I could've took the hell out. But we do more behind wheel. Hampton home, two floors for 9 mil. Real player like, two doors from Seinfeld. White marble, new floors that shine still. And the health keep, food store, wine chill. Hey, you gotta live.
live one day right. Well, how about from Friday to Sunday night? Them back for they notice, back up and notice. Let the world know we back and we focus, shorty. We could do it real player like. We could go a few places that you say it like. See what a day is like when you be my air like. Girl, just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Said it's the flyest day.